It's going to be your top 30 today, but 31 for the rest of the weekend.
All right, time for word of the day. Are you ready, Morris, to
I
be
am.
Our guest judge?
Absolutely.
The word is chimerical. Chimerical. And it's spelled with a C-H.
Oh.
Chimerical. Got three entries to choose from. First one, the word chimerical denotes the order chimneys were placed on the old-style factories, which were built in the early industrial era before pollution became a concern, of course.
Okay.
Chimerical sounds like chimneys. Anyway, going on. Number
Mary
two.
Mary Poppins is opening here in a few weeks.
That is true. I have to know whether she really can fly. Number two. That's the short name for the Chinese numerical system. And sometimes when I get hysterical, people tell me I am being chimerical. I'll tell you why, because there's a certain link to a name. Number three. Chimerical describes the mixed race descendants of Chinese American and Albanian origins.
Right. So tell me the link for number two.
I can't, because I'll give away who it is.
Yeah.
I guess it wouldn't mean anything to you because you come in once a week, so you wouldn't be so familiar with. The person who submitted this is called Kimmy.
Oh.
So that's why chimerical. Sometimes when I get hysterical, people tell me I'm being chimerical.
All right.
But the official entry is that that is a short name for the Chinese numerical system.
Let's give it to Kimmy then.
Okay, Kimmy. Happy birthday, even if it's not.
Well done.
You
well
win a
done.
Book. And I'll tell you what the meaning of the word is, just as another piece of paper flies off my desk. Chimerical means merely imaginary or fanciful. We know nothing about that, do we?
I'll try and use that in a sentence today somewhere.
Monday's
not.
Word? Monday's word is impugn.
Impugn?
Impugn.
Now, there is a word I do use in a
yes.
sentence.
We know all about this one. I for India, M for Mike, P for Papa, U for uniform, G for golf, and N for November. Impugn. Entries into today at radioaustralia.net.au or SMS.
Country code 61427727272. In fact, my whole life is conducted with impunity. We'll be going to Phil Whelan in just a second in Hong Kong, RTHK. But first, just a bit of a blast at this. Monsieur Phil.
Hello.
Monsieur Phil is
comment
on the line.
Ça va?
Comment ça?
Yes. Some morning.
Absolument.
Great.
Ça va bien, Monsieur Whelan.
Oh, it's just like the United Nations all over again.
That's
without,
right.
Without the hot presidential wife. Now, what's going on?
Now, is that a good thing or not?
Yeah, no.
No.
It's bad.
Yeah.
How are you guys today? Having a good time?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's sort of bubbling along. Yeah, you've got the three of us here. Morris Masolowski's here. Adelaine's here. Adelaine Nung and
Yo.
Myself.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, bro.
Yeah, how are you doing? You all right? You had the day off last week, didn't you?
We had celebrating 60 years of communist celebrating 60 years of the Chinese Communist Party National Day.
Do you want to try that again?
Yeah. Let's just get out of that one, shall we?
And what did you do for us?
For you. I stayed in bed and then had a bacon sandwich just for you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Followed by a mooncake, no doubt.
Oh, we're back
no.
on mooncakes.
You know what? People say, oh, no, but we've made them with, you know, mint and we've made them with nice stuff. There's whatever rose by any other name is still a mooncake.
You do hate those things, don't you?
If you get my drift.
If people say, you know, we make them now with nice stuff. What is the other stuff?
Well, just the traditional recipe of lotus sputum or whatever it is. I don't know.
Now, what do you really think about mooncakes?
I'm not a massive fan, thank you.
No, they're great. Anyway, I think they're brilliant.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, enjoy.
Yeah, enough
enjoy.
Said.
So we were talking before about Twitter being a nuisance and perhaps somebody...
It's getting to be.
Perhaps somebody losing their job in the States because of it.
Well, not and perhaps. He did.
He did. Allegedly, or can we say absolutely. He lost his job because of it, because he was a waiter and somebody didn't tip him and they got quite stroppy.
Famous person.
Some famous person got stroppy.
Yeah.
And it became known and his boss didn't like the fact they were getting heat over it. But what happens now is, in fact, far worse than that story talks about, because Twitter, as we speak, is trying to put together a deal with both Microsoft and Google separately to allow them to data mine, which means they will be allowed to index all of the Twitter conversations we have.
This is scary. They're nationalizing everything. Have you noticed you go to YouTube and there's icons for Facebook and Twitter and everything?
Yes.
And what's happening now, I don't know if you've seen it on your mates' Facebook pages, is there's tons and tons of every activity that whoever does on Twitter. And I'm wondering if part of it is phishing, frankly.
Some of it is. It's also got a lot to do with the ease now of being able to put something on one site and it automatically migrates to another site. So if you put, so if I post on Twitter, for instance, automatically goes onto Facebook, automatically goes onto LinkedIn, automatically goes to other places, because I'm damn lazy and don't want to do it any other way.
But there are different mindsets, though, surely. I mean, your tweets are of a different nature to your Facebooks, or whatever you call them.
You are right, but you're a purist and I'm a lazy person.
Okay.
So in my case, I just let them cascade one into the other.
Yeah.
But certainly there's a lot of traffic, and once these things get onto a search engine, we're going to be avalanched. I'm really overloaded.
This is kind of scary, because I mean, right now there's a warning going out, especially for young people, saying that, you know, if you put stuff online, especially on your Facebook with photos of parties that you've been to, you have to be really, really careful, because potential employers could be mining or could be searching you up, researching your background from this and making their decisions on whether they want to employ you based on those things.
You're absolutely right there, Adeline. There's more to that. You remember that CNN article about the 12 worst kind of Facebookers? I think we talked about it some week ago.
One of them
was the paparazzo. And the point is, the paparazzo is the person that goes to every event and takes indiscriminate pictures. Now you imagine the things that could be bubbled to the wrong people. There's so-and-so in the background, and he's with so-and-so.
Mm.
Dangerous. Even if it's totally innocent, very, very dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
I know you love technology, Morris, but what sort of guidelines can we, you know, what can we put out there? Because we have to live with technology. It's the way of the world today, and in a lot of senses, you lose out if you don't to get involved. You might lose out on job opportunities, for example. So where are the boundaries?
The boundaries really are ones that we need to establish. I say that you never put anything online that you wouldn't go down to the local market and shout out or show.
All right. Well,
I'm having a bacon sandwich.
I'm having coffee and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you don't...
As long as you don't apply for a job in a vegetarian
guru. Although it could be faking.
Or market yourself as a vegetarian guru.
The pictures thing, you ring a real bell with that one.
Yeah. I did a strategy session with a group of human resource people last week, and we were talking about the fact that 70% of human resource practitioners now use an online something to be able to judge their candidates.